Judging by the present rate of expansion, the world will be owned by the Chinese in about 9 years.
You mean I'm gonna stay this color?
Which means you better start learning now. Pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And it's a good day for me today because we've got an entirely grammar-focused lesson.
没错。
This grammar point is really going to kick your Chinese up a notch.
没错，这是 Brendan 的最爱。
Yes. So let's go to the dialogue, and then we'll come back, and it's going to be grammar time.
小宝，你的中文课怎么样？
我学的不是中文。啊，是吗？ 妈妈。
小宝，你的中文课怎么样？
我学的不是中文。啊，是吗？ 妈妈。
I'm doing the grammar dance. You can't see it.
Yeah, but, I can tell you, everyone. It's
the grammar dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are going to read through the dialogue just for the sake of tradition, and then grammar time is going to be in full effect.
Yeah, okay.
小宝，你的中文课怎么样？
小宝，你的中文课怎么样？
小宝, how's your Chinese class going?
小宝, 你的中文课怎么样?
小宝, 你的中文课怎么样?
小宝, how's your Chinese class going?
我学的不是中文。我学的不是中文。What
I study isn't Chinese.
我学的不是中文。
我学的不是中文。What
I study isn't Chinese.
啊，是吗？
啊，是吗？
Oh, really?
啊，是吗？
啊，是吗？
Oh, really?
Oh, 妈妈。
Mama.
Mom.
Mama.
Mama.
Mom. What we want to focus on straight out of the box is the second line in this dialogue.
我学的不是中文。我学的不是中文。我学的不是中文。Yeah,
now I translated that kind of inelegantly as what I study isn't Chinese.
我学的不是中文。我学的不是中文。This
is a construction where we have a verb and then a de.
Yeah. 学的.
And what it becomes is what I verb.
我学的.
What I study.
我学的.
我学的.
我学的不是中文。What
I study isn't Chinese.
我学的不是中文。It
feels almost like there's something missing here, right? Mm-hmm. And we can actually understand this sentence as being a shorter version of, you know, 我学的东西不是中文, or 我学的课不是中文, in which case it would be the thing I study is not Chinese.
Right. 我学的课, or 我学的东西不是中文。Yeah.
We can see this in a lot of sentences where we have a deleted object.
比如说, 他吃的是汉堡。What
he's eating is a hamburger.
他吃的,
what he's eating,
他吃的是汉堡。他吃的是汉堡。
Now again, we can understand this sentence as having a deleted object.
Yeah, 比如说, 他吃的饭是汉堡。
Yeah, the food he eats is a hamburger. Or again, 东西. I mean, you can just stick that in all of these, right?
Yeah.
他吃的东西是汉堡. The thing he eats is a hamburger. So in all of these cases, we have a deleted object for this verb.
没错.
Right? The thing she loves most is not money.
她最爱的东西不是钱.
And so on and so forth. This is really, really common. It's very natural sounding in Chinese.
Mm.
When we back translate it into English, it sounds a little bit awkward. You know, what I study is not Chinese. But in Chinese, it's very, very natural.
Yeah, it's very natural.
我学的不是中文。
So to sum up, anyway, basically any time you have a verb-object construction in mm-hmm. Chinese.
Yeah, 比如说学中文,吃汉堡。
You can delete that object,、mm. replace it with 的, and it becomes what I verb or what somebody verbs.
Mm-hmm. 比如说我吃的,他学的。
What I eat, what she studies.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, really common, really, really useful. Try to use it, and it's going to stand you in good stead.
Mm.
We're going to throw you back to the dialogue one last time, and then we're going to come back with some closing thoughts, which will be free of grammar.
小宝，你的中文课怎么样？
我学的不是中文。
啊，是吗？
妈妈。
小宝。你的中文课怎么样？
我学的不是中文。
啊，是吗？
妈妈。
I'm still doing the grammar dance.
Yeah, 你一直在做。
Yeah, exactly. Like while I explain, you know.
没错，然后看到我的眼睛都是
It's very fetching. It's a good-looking dance, the grammar dance. If you have any questions about this lesson, and you may well, this is a subtle point, you can always write to us, either to Echo.
Echo at popupchinese.com.
Or to me, at brendan@popupchinese.com.
我觉得 Brendan 应该更喜欢。
Yeah, any questions about grammar, I'm your man.
Yeah.
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Thanks for listening.
下次见,拜拜。